Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we checked in with Orleans Parish, Joe Geruso. Let's talk to Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Council Member at Large. Scott? I get that right?
Hey, Tommy, how's it going?
Hey, Council Member at Large, right?
You caught there for a second. Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell me about Jefferson Parish. Let's start with Mardi Gras, since you guys were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, we had looked at trying to do something in May, and that's what we discussed yesterday. And in December 9th, at our last meeting before the new year, we deferred until yesterday the conversation because we wanted to see where we were going to be. We thought it was too early to make a decision, and from where I was sitting yesterday, we're in a much worse place than we were December 9th. And we modified the proposed ordinance and made it take away the May dates, but left the door open to do something later in the year should public health numbers dictate that it's possible.
You really think that's going to happen, or you're just cautiously optimistic?
Look, honestly, I don't think it'll happen, just because once you get past May, a lot of the crews have said if you get to July, that beyond that's too late. So we really have to look at, will there be much of a difference between May and July? And I'm not sure that there will be that much of a difference. I've talked to several doctors, and I believe that I'm not an expert on this, so I talked to people who know what they're talking about. And some who were very optimistic about the summer at one point before the vaccine started to roll out slowly are now less optimistic about the summer and more optimistic about the fall in terms of the numbers getting better and more digestible.
But, I think you are uniquely qualified for what you do because you're a former journalist. You don't just take a pat answer, I would think. You kind of ask, really, well, why is that and why is that and why is that? Does your journalistic background help you in your job here?
I think it absolutely does, because I've always been somebody who asked a lot of questions. You can ask my parents. They used to call me a nag when I was a kid because I'd get on to something and not let go of it. So I do ask a lot of questions, and Councilwoman Van Vranken and I had a lot of conversations. I sat in her office for an hour last Thursday discussing different ways forward and just different ideas on how we could help these crews in the future who have just been pummeled money-wise and business-wise, and how we could do the right thing for public safety. And I think there's the thing that people want to do right now, and that's to have something to look forward to and something to enjoy. But I think there's also the right thing to do, and I think that's where we are. And I just try – when I go in every day, it sounds cliche, but I just try to do the right thing every day, and it's not always popular. Mm-hmm. But I think in this case, we're not going to be in a place to host large crowds in May. And I think with nobody else doing anything, then you're pulling people from all over other parishes, and it just is not a good situation. We don't want to be in the bullseye in Jefferson Parish for the wrong reasons. We don't want to put a target on our backs.
I was looking at these numbers, and I talked to Joe Geruso about it a little bit ago. As of 2 days ago, Louisiana had received over 368,000 doses of the vaccine, but administered, if you believe the CDC, 142,000. If you go with LDH's numbers, 152,000. How happy are you or unhappy as it relates to Jefferson Parish with getting the vaccine and having it distributed?
Look, we're not where we want to be number-wise, obviously. There's way too much COVID in our community. We're in a much worse place now than we were a month ago. And I think we haven't seen the worst of it yet. The medical professionals I talked to say the next month is going to be probably the worst we've seen so far. So, in terms of vaccine rollout, we're still waiting a word from the state how much we're going to get, how we're going to be able to distribute it, if we'll be part of a regional distribution site within the state, almost like a super distribution site where people can come from other places in the state to get their vaccine, if it'll be a smaller setup. We just don't have all the answers yet. But as soon as the state lets us know, we're making sure that we have everything in place so that we're ready to roll with whatever scenario is dictated to us by the state in terms of distribution.
So regional spots are being discussed, Scott, where you got a big venue like, I don't know, Zephyr's, well, whatever it is. What do you call it now?
Zephyr's slash Baby Cake slash.
Yeah, whatever it is, like slash sites like else. That, where if a parish has a site like that, a super site, if you want to call it that, they would handle the vaccine on a regional basis that's been discussed?
I think that's one of the options, and whether we are one of those or not in Jefferson Parish, I'm not sure, but whatever the case, we're going to have a distribution mechanism ready to roll when the time comes. We've used the Ilerio Center quite a bit for testing, so if that has to shift from testing to distribution of vaccines there, that would be an option, and certainly the Zephyr Stadium parking lot area would be an option for us on the East Bank.
In terms of cooperation, I saw somebody at the meeting, very emotional gentleman, was very upset about regulations, etc. Do you find for the most part the people of Jefferson Parish are wearing masks and doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Look, when I go out and see people in public and deal with people, which I do pretty frequently, most people I see are respecting the guidelines and are wearing their masks. You know, I have a small business that people come into and out of all morning, and people wear their masks. We've only had a couple of incidents where people refuse to wear their mask, but those incidents are few and far between. So I think for the most part, people are respectful of the guidelines and understand that it's a small thing to do. They can make a difference. But then there are some who have other opinions and like to yell at you for it.
Yeah. Well, do you escort them out or not? What is the policy? You own was it Chipley Donuts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we just have a conversation and ask that the mask be put on. And if it escalates, then, you know, we just try to diffuse it as quickly as possible. But that, yeah, it's only happened a couple of times.
So in terms
of, for the most part, the large majority are fine.
And what are you hearing from business owners?
I mean, obviously business owners are frustrated. We're all frustrated. You know, it's tough for me personally and my business. It's tough for other people around the parish just because, and look, I don't want to make it sound like I'm in worse shape than a lot of people, because there are some businesses that aren't open. At least I'm open and able to do business. It might be 40% of what it once was, but it's still business that we're doing. Other people are closed and are really struggling. Some places have closed permanently, and it's hard to see because it's businesses that at one time thrived, and now they just have a hard time either paying the bills or they don't pay the bills. And I hope that when things get somewhat back to normal, that they can make some sort of return in some way, shape, or form, because we need business in Jefferson Parish, and we have had a lot open during this pandemic as well, which I love to see, businesses opening doors during situations like this when able. But at the same time, we've lost a lot.
It amazes me that the revenues were even, I guess, right? Or at least didn't decrease for 2020. I got that right.
It was actually up a little bit. Okay. And that was driven mostly, you know, that was driven a lot by car dealerships, home improvement centers, the places that, and grocery stores, drug stores, the places that really thrived during this pandemic because they had the things that people needed. So the regular retail sales, Lakeside was down a good bit. Your typical retail places are down, but we were fortunate in Jefferson Parish to be able to offset that with the other businesses, because in Orleans Parish is not quite the same. They're a lot more dependent on tourism dollars than we are. So we're a little more, I guess you could say, well-rounded in a business sense that we can support and offset a little bit of losses when that happens.
Somebody texted in, and I'm business friendly here. Does Shipley's make king cakes? I don't know. Do you guys?
We have king cake donuts, which is great,
okay,
for a pandemic because it's single serve. It's a cinnamon donut glazed on the bottom, iced on the top with a king cake sugar on top. So it's, if you get a dozen of them, it's like a king cake. It's just right cut for you. How about that?
I just put on a pound hearing about it. Scott, I know you from when you're a little kid. I'm proud of you, young man. Keep it up, and we'll talk to you again. Oh, any final thoughts you wanted to throw in?
I said at the meeting yesterday that you know, we look forward to getting out of 2020 and getting into 2021. So far, it doesn't look a lot different than 2020 did. but it will be different. You know, we're going to be on the right path and we're going to get the vaccine out in 2021. We'll, I think, have a positive end. We just need to put up with this and deal with it for a few more months and do the smart thing, wear masks in public, protect yourself, protect others, and we'll get there together.
All right, tell the old man hello for me, all right?
I will. Thank you, Tommy.
And your mom as well. 952-8410. Okay, good. 952-8410. Take a break. Find out what Newell Norman's got coming up when we come back here on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.